Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 17 Chill. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's Independence Day in America. Happy 4th of July, folks. I'm glad you're here. No business. We're just talking about 4th of July and some of the things that are associated with it. Rich Galen is our guest. He's the author of the Cyber Column, twice weekly Cyber Column, Mullings.com. I hope you'll check that out and subscribe there. You'll be happy that you did. Rich is a Republican operative, and he spins to the right. He's our good friend, Rich. Welcome back.
Thank you.
The theme I'm trying to get through here today is the experiment that we have in America. De Tocqueville said, you know, he talked about it in his work. Lincoln called it the experiment during his tenure as president. I've been asking my guests about their thoughts on whether we're still in an experiment. In those days, in the founding days, those guys were daggers drawn over many things. I mean, they didn't get along a lot, but they kind [S2] Right. [S1] As polarized as they may have been in some ways, they worked toward a common purpose and produced a pretty good product. Today, we're daggers drawn. We're at cross purposes about many things. But are we still working toward a common purpose?
You think? No, I don't think we've got a clear goal or any goal in mind. At the time, the Constitution was drawn, and the Constitution was our second try at this. The first try was called the Articles of Confederation.
Right.
And it was a good idea, and with the idea was that unlike England, unlike Brexit, as we've just seen,
mm-hmm.
What we didn't want is Americans didn't want some central power too far removed from wherever they lived to have ultimate control over their life. In that case, it was England, and then so when they brought that concept back to our shores after the Revolutionary War. They didn't want Washington, D.C. to have undue power over the states. They wanted the states to be supreme, but it turned out it was so unwieldy that it didn't work, and they had to come back and do it again. But most people forget that we had to try it twice before we got it right.
Yeah. Well, and now it seems that the left has their ideas, the right has their ideas, and neither one of them are 100% right. And there's nobody, it seems like there's nobody
arbiter,
advocating
yeah.
for America. Am I wrong about that?
No, I think you're exactly right. It's become, I mean, the issue of partisanship that sort of rolls up our tongue, if we stop and think about it, it's really the goal isn't, you know, in the preamble to the Constitution says in order to form a more perfect union, that goal is buried somewhere. I don't know if it's lost, but it certainly is buried somewhere in everybody's thinking. The union is not the issue. The party is the issue. The specific, whether it's guns or abortion or free college or whatever, the issue is the issue. It is nobody that's looking at the grander scheme of things and saying, okay, look, that makes sense, this doesn't make sense, this makes sense, that doesn't make sense. Let's kind of just move down this path and see where it takes us, because the rest of the world is still looking to us for moral superiority.
But there is no, you know, I love what a column that Peggy Noonan wrote this week about where are the geniuses.
Yeah,
she talked about
yeah.
the genius cluster of the founders. I've been calling Lincoln a genius cluster all of him to himself.
Yeah, one, a cluster.
We had Reagan, we had Pope John, we had Thatcher.
Right.
Genius cluster there in the 80s. Where are the geniuses today, Rich?
Well, that's a great question. Sometimes it may be hard to see that in real time. It wasn't in World War II, you know, the generals,
right.
the class the stars fell on, remember, from West mm-hmm. Point. Or was it the class of 1912 or 13? All those fantastic military geniuses that were all clustered on the American side. You had, as she wrote, we had FDR and Winston Churchill and
Churchill
Stalin,
and yeah, that bunch in
the
terms
genius
of the war,
cluster
yeah.
on the other side. But I don't think there is a genius cluster. I'm not sure that maybe it's that we're not made to have that because You know, it's a little bit like the theory of accretion, that in order to get a planet formed, in order to get a star formed, you need at least two particles of dust that clump together from gravity, and then they attract a third one and a fourth one, a fifth one. But at some point, you got to get those. You got to get them close enough so they can attract other. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure we have the mechanisms anymore, Jim, to do that. We have a centrifuge that flies everything apart.
Well, look what's happened. That centrifuge effect you're talking about. That's exactly what happened politically this year in the presidential process.
Yeah, that's right.
Everything was slung to the outsides, and the people in the middle were abandoned.
Yeah, that's right. Well, all they could do was hang on for dear life.
There are virtually no congressmen or senators in the middle anymore.
You know, I have one of my really good acquaintances, and he's not a pal. We don't hang out, but he's a really good guy. Mike McCurry. Mike McCurry, you might remember as Bill Clinton's press secretary during the Monica Lewinsky.
It's
just a wonderful guy, a terrific guy. Went back and got a divinity degree.
Wrote a good book.
Yeah, and we just did we do these two-man panels four or five times a year around town. And we did one the other day for the ambassadors and senior staff at the 10 Southeast Asian countries that are here and that embassies here about what's going on. And he has a chart that he uses. And over time, to exactly your point, it's a chart of... In the Congress, going back to the 60s, I think, how many Democrats were reliable enough to be able to cross over and vote for something that a Republican, and the lines really kind of extend pretty far past each other. And as you get closer and closer to this year, the lines get farther and farther apart, now it's almost indistinguishable. Yeah.
When we come back, I'm going to ask, are America's best days ahead of us or not? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.